Aloha kakou. Greetings to all of you. When I say aloha, I want to add kakou, which means everyone of you to all of you, to you and then to me. So when we say aloha, which means aloha to you, but by adding aloha kakou, which means aloha to you and then to me, in that day we can feel, oh, together we are in that aloha, we can share our joy and happiness in aloha. So I like to say aloha kakou because it's showing Buddha's compassion same way. Namo Amida Butsu, we say in the Honganji tradition, Buddhist temple, Namo Amida Butsu to you and then to me, feeling Buddha's compassion and then wisdom in my life, in your life. Namo Amida Butsu to you and then to me, and I can feel joy and happiness. Oh, you and then me together, we are in that embrace of Amida Buddha. However, thought life is not fair. When something unexpected or something bad happened to you, and then you feel that you are the only one who went through those things, you feel like you were left alone in a desert, and it sounds like you lost everything you owned once. When the life goes as we planned and wished, we feel everything was good. We might feel everything remains same and then last forever. However, life does not always go as we wish. Who expected that the lava eruption in Leilani Estate and caused more destruction through volcanic activities? I truly feel sorry for those who lost their housing and those who had to evacuate and spend days in uncertainty and concerns, as well as their family, friends, cousins, and all who are affected by volcanic activity. Also, I'd like to extend my sincere appreciation to first responders, civil defense, Red Cross, police officers, volunteers, and to all who extended their support and empathy. When I just imagine a lava erupts from the Puna Honganji Buddhist temple ground and destroys Bodhi tree, columbarium, and the temple, I feel so scared and shocked. Only just the imagination, I felt like I lost everything. But there are people who lost their houses by lava in reality. I can't imagine what they are actually going through and how hard and painful it is at this difficult time. At the same time, I feel so grateful and glad to see and hear people immediately support evacuees and took actions to help them. Buddha, awakened one, said, thousands of people may live in a community, but it is not one real fellowship until they know each other and have sympathy for one another. A true community has faith and wisdom that illuminate it. It is a place where the people know and trust one another and where there is social harmony. In fact, harmony is the life and the real meaning of a true community or organization. And also we recognize that comforts and the things we have in our lives are not produced by our own effort. Buddha says, what comes to a person comes to him because of a combination of causes and conditions. It can be kept by him only temporarily, and therefore he must not use it selfishly or for unworthy purposes. As we live a life of interdependence and all things are related to each other in seen and unseen ways, we are all connected to each other. Therefore, what happening in Pune is not only theirs, but also part of our lives. Compassion means to bear with or suffer with another being. When we say I'm sorry, we try to extend our sympathy. You are okay, we worry about other people. However, when we say I'm sorry or worry about other people, we still have a distinction of you and then me. When we say something, we use he, she, they, them, theirs. That's showing that we have a distinction, you and then me, me and then you. The here, Buddha's compassion is make no distinction and the misery, suffering, or personal tragedy of another is none other than one's very own. This is a Buddha's compassion truly saying, your happiness is my happiness, your suffering is my suffering. Truly no distinction between you and then me. We human beings, if we take other person's tragedy as our own, our hearts will break apart and can't bear with it. Rather, unfortunately, we can't exactly feel what other person is going through. When I was young and then really sick and I was in bedridden in my young age, and my mother, she came to see me every day in the hospital, and then she said, if possible, I want to be a replace of you, but I cannot. I'm your mother, but I cannot do anything to you. Sorry. The more we care for others, the more we realize we have a distinction. Here, the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is Buddha's wish for each of us. Only the Nembutsu can transcend all distinctions and give us the assurance of oneness, of connections, which we cannot create by our own efforts. Although we still have a distinction in the embrace of Buddha's compassion, we can feel exactly what other person is going through and be there. For myself, knowing my limitations and my incapability, I just do my best, what I can do. I try to help people and then support, guided by Buddha's compassion and then wisdom, embracing all people, you and then me together. When we feel life is not fair, don't you think things don't go as we wish? The gap between the reality and my wish is a cause of feeling of life is not fair. Life goes as it is. Nature goes as it is. Everything goes as it is, depending on causes and conditions. But if we try to see that life in the way we want, life becomes unfair because life doesn't go as we wish. Buddha teaches us to see things as it is and give us the power and courage to accept things as it is. And it is hard to do. Buddhism doesn't tell us not to fall down. Buddhism teaches us even if we fall down, you are assured you are never left behind in desert by yourself. Whatever happens in your life, Buddha's compassion totally sustains and be in our life, saying, don't worry, be happy, I shall embrace you as you are. Guided by Buddha's compassion and wisdom, we are enabled to see how small and then selfish way of seeing I have, and lead to see things as it is beyond our ego and attachments. In the embrace of compassion, we are aware of the joy to live in the Buddha's compassion and never to be abandoned. As we live our lives, we lose someone or something. It is sad. However, the joy given by Buddha is never disappear because it comes out from our hearts and minds through Buddha's wish. It's not the joy I made, I created, but the given to me or comes out from my hearts and minds. Such a joy we can receive. Buddha's wish is pure and infinite for our sake. Once we are touched by such a compassionate wish, we can feel joy. as we say aloha kakko, aloha to you and then to me, namo amidabutsu to you and then to me, feeling your happiness is my happiness, your suffering is my suffering. Namo amidabutsu.